Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Libby Towers, here to talk to us about Sherdan Day coming up later on this week on June 18th. So thank you very much, Libby, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you got a lot of fun-filled activities coming up here, Libby, and we'll kind of start right away here with the morning stuff. Everybody's favorite. You got to start it early with your Fun Run 5K that starts up at 7:30 in the morning. Tell us a little bit about that, and can people still sign up? Can they accept walk-ins on that day?
Yep. Yeah, actually, the 5K is walk-in is actually kind of preferred. Yeah, there's no need to sign up early. Just show up and register in the morning, and then do a little loop and just, like I say, kind of get your morning started with a little exercise and ready to go for the day.
And it says here that I've got the information in front of me that 12 and under are free, and then anybody above that is $10. Is that right?
That is correct.
And then we go further on in our day. You've got your vendor fair starts up at 9 and runs until noon, and you got your 3-on-3 basketball tournament that starts at 9 a.m. How nice is it to be able to have a good group and a large variety of vendors coming to town to give people kind of some opportunities to do some shopping and get some unique gifts out of the whole ordeal?
Yeah, we're excited to bring a variety of vendors in. Hopefully, you know, some of your well-known, and then also some maybe that people aren't familiar with vendors will be here. And it's just, again, another fun way to get people in town. Like you said, do a little maybe shopping, just supporting some local businesses. Just like you said, get you into town and start your day before the parade, kind of that. There'll also be a little just light breakfast with the vendor fair, so some rolls and just something light like that. So if people wanted to grab something to eat while they were there as well.
And also, you've got your 3-on-3 basketball tournament, like I said, starting up at 9 a.m. It still sounds like there's some time for people to sign up for that particular activity.
Yep, that one we do ask that people are registered by the 15th, so Wednesday. With the basketball, there'll be a trophy for the top teams. If we have enough teams that sign up, we're hopeful to kind of split them out based on age or ability. But the 3-on-3 is always kind of a favorite here in Sherdan. I know they've done it for many years, and it'll be just right here at the park as well on the basketball court.
Obviously, another favorite, a fan favorite, is always a parade. You can never go wrong with any kind of town celebration with the parade. Anybody who's involved in the parade will need to go to the school on Hill Street, and that starts at 10 a.m. Talk to us about that parade.
Yep, so to get the parade, go ahead and meet us at the parking lot at the school, and then the route is just a kind of a loop from the school. So, like I said, hill to sand, and then back down to the school. So hoping to get a lot of people in, and like I said, parades are always a big hit, so hopefully we have a good turnout for that.
And then you've got a slew of things that starts up at 11 o'clock. You've got your car, tractor, semi show on the east side of the park right after the parade, followed by also lunch takes place right around the shelter house. And then you've got some inflatables coming to the downtown area as well. Tell me a little bit about the car, tractor, semi show. Can people still sign up for that? And then talk to us about another fan favorite with inflatables coming.
The car, tractor show, that's a simply show up that day. We'd love for you to come, be on show, I guess, in the parade, and then join us at the park for kind of an afternoon, people being able to look at the cars and share your parade joys there. And then with the lunch, Sherdan 2.0, they've been instrumental lately in kind of helping clean up town and work on kind of taking down some dilapidated buildings here in town. They're going to be having pork burgers, I believe it is, for a lunch. And then the inflatables, yeah, you can't hardly have it. I don't think a celebration anymore without them. And so we've got at least 3 inflatables that will be just on kind of our main street outside of the library area. So right next to the park where all the other fun will be setting up at 11. And, yeah, should be, of course, a big hit.
And speaking of big hits, you can also never go wrong with the musical entertainment of the Town and Country Band. That performs at the Park Band Shelter around noon. And also kicking off around noon is your sand volleyball tournament, which, again, looks like you still got some time for people to sign up for that particular activity.
Yes, you can't go wrong with Town and Country Band. It's always fun to see the local band people playing and kind of showing off their talent. Enjoy lunch and listen to some good music. And then, yeah, we'll have our sand volleyball. We're going to have the courts all spiffed up for the day and ready to play there starting at noon. We do ask that co-ed teams register by Wednesday as well, just so we can kind of have things ready to go and ready to roll right at noon on Saturday.
And as if you didn't have enough entertainment for the kiddos, so with the inflatables, you've got kids' games in the park going from 2 to 4. Tell us about the variety that kids can enjoy there as well.
Yep, we'll have a just a variety of kind of fun kids games to play. And then also we'll just have face painting. We're not able to do an actual tractor pull, but we'll have the tractors there, maybe a little obstacles. So just sometimes we'll use the Farm Bureau's pedal tractors as well. So hopefully just a variety. And again, just something, again, hoping that, you know, people can come at noon or even before for the parade and the fun run, and just kind of a variety to spend your whole day in Sheridan, whether it be eating lunch, listening to music, playing a game, just sitting and, you know, playing at our nice park and facility. We've got great shade and all that. So, again, just hoping to spend a fun day in Sheridan, seeing old friends, new friends, and just enjoying our time together.
And yet, then you've got also the library involved, obviously, there. They've got a quilt show and bingo going on at the library from 1 to 4. And then, obviously, I guess I should have known this, otherwise I wouldn't have shaved off my beard, but you've got a beard contest coming up here at 4 o'clock at the Shelter House.
Yeah, Nate Byerly, if you know him, that's something new he decided to put together. I don't know, we're kind of thinking maybe Nate could just look at the winner prize for his beard, but definitely challenge anybody to come in and kind of show off the beard and see what kind of beards I guess we can get.
And then kind of rounding out your entertainment, you've got the firemen will be putting on the beer garden with their musical entertainment of Jesse Wilson. And then it all kind of wraps up with fireworks at dusk. Just kind of talk to us about those last couple of things that Sherdanians and people around Sherdan can come and enjoy.
Yeah, so we're excited to bring back some live music. You know, I don't know if we've said this, I guess we haven't had a Sherdan Day in 5 years. So we're just excited to kind of be able to cap our night. We've got the Jesse Wilson music coming in. I also had the chance of seeing him play in Lakeview this past weekend, and I'm very excited to have him come play a variety of music. So this is something for everybody and just a strong musician. So there'll be a beer garden. That will all be set up just outside of the park. 21 and older can enter the beer garden. We'll also have, for those that will be around, of course, and need something to eat, Barrel Smoke Catering. We'll have their food truck set up so people will be able to get some pulled pork sandwiches and whatever else they have going in the truck for supper. And then, like I said, I think at 8 o'clock, the music will start. Yep. And wrap up by midnight. At dusk, we'll have the fireworks. And those are just something fortunate. Actually, we have two community members who have volunteered to kind of put on a little show for us. So looking forward to that as well.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with Libby Towers, who's one of the co-organizers of Sherdan Day coming up this Saturday. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.